Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater's presentation of Part 2 of Spare My Brother, written by Jim Dowling, a resident of Old Shasta. Scratched Up Radio Theater is a local production of KKRN, listener-supported and volunteer-staffed community radio, 88.5 FM. KKRN is licensed in Bella Vista with studios in Round Mountain and Redding, California. My name is Bob Christensen, and I will be your host for the evening. Now, to introduce tonight's cast.
My name is Reagan Reagan. I'll be playing the part of Missouri Bob.
I'm Elsie Ritchie, playing Hiram.
I'm Joe Graceffo, playing Emmett.
I'm Dickie Magadoff, and I play the sheriff.
I'm Nick Brown, and I'll play John Ruggles.
I'm Spencer Deardorff, and I will play Charles Ruggles.
I'm Bob Christensen. I play Gus Hickman.
I'm Linda Reagan. I'm playing Samantha Little.
In part one of our show, which aired in April, John Ruggles is captured in Woodland, brought back to Redding, and thrown into the Shasta County Jail. To his surprise, he finds that his brother Charles is not only alive, but occupying the cell next to him. The sensational crime draws news reporters to Redding as the brothers await trial for the robbery and murder of Buck Montgomery, a well-liked young man hired by Wells Fargo as a security for the stage. While Charles is full of regret, John Ruggles is unimpressed and unmoved when the Bible-toting preacher's wife comes to visit. No, it's the preacher's daughter that catches his eye. Soon after, a steady stream of single women are seen entering the jail. They bring gifts and baked goods, wanting a close look at the two handsome outlaws. Lily, the preacher's daughter, is smitten with Charles, while another female visitor, Hannah, has other ideas. She has designs on a portion of the loot that John Ruggles hid before he was captured. She promises she can get the two out of jail with the help of a lawyer she knows, but only if she is paid, and paid well. Meanwhile, the sheriff warns of a storm brewing among locals, infuriated by the obvious coddling of the two prisoners. The preacher, Missouri Bob, an imposing figure in black coat, is loitering in the road in front of the Shasta County Jail. Happening by is a hungover, bedraggled fellow who quickly stashes his liquor flask at the sight of the preacher.
Good day, Hiram.
Morning, preacher. Fine day.
You say fine, did you? Open your eyes. Don't you see? Satan's found lodging and comfort right here. Fertile ground to carry out his machinations.
I'll do better, I promise. No more drinking or whatever you tell me.
Drinking? I'm afraid it's a whole lot worse than that.
Well, that's pure accident. I had no idea she was married.
She... Your drinking and carousing pales next to the dangers that behold us. Over yonder, there, our jail. It's a veritable pustule of sin.
Keep it down, fellas. You're scaring the women folk.
Morning.
So what's got Preacher Man all fired up this morning? Hiram, don't he have the gift? Gets me all jittery inside.
You mock me. The wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
Mind translating?
It's called Ephesians. Means it's high time you take me serious. Get back here, Hiram.
This galls me as much as anyone. Those killers got it real comfy in the jail. Good food, lots of visitors.
Women.
Mostly women.
You noticed. Well, Emmett, there's a lot more here than meets the eye.
Couldn't agree more.
You seen your daughter come out of there by any chance? Oh, yeah, she appears to be a regular.
Hannah, I believe you're mistaken. Probably your own
No, Emmett. It was her. A couple of times I watched her come prancing out of that door all sunshine, happy as a lark, pink ribbons floating about her hair. The very picture of innocence on the cusp of succumbing to evil temptation. Whoever looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart.
You ever come up for air, preacher?
Take no pleasure in this, and it pains me to no end, shedding the light of truth in matters such as these.
Well, it doesn't pain me. Your daughter Lily was in there, too.
With my blessing. Lily accompanied her mother just this morning, doing the Lord's work. I, myself, saw them to the door.
I'm not talking about this morning, yesterday morning, or sometime last week. Wasn't an hour ago Lily slipped out that door all by herself. She looked, what's the word? Most becoming.
My Lily.
Your Lily. Hey, maybe it's a new strategy to spreading gospel.
Can I say something?
And all this time I thought he was a mute.
Regale us with your wisdom.
I heard something that might interest both of you.
We're all ears, Buckaroo.
Last night I was at the hotel.
Saloon, don't you mean?
You want to hear it or not?
Proceed, Hiram.
They had a card game going. Bunch of guys I never seen before, legal types. They were talking about the trial.
What did you hear?
How they gonna try and pin the whole thing on Buck Montgomery, claim he was a big part of the robbery.
Buck? A part of it?
Yeah, that he's the one who planned it.
That's crazy. They'll never get away with it.
Does it matter for God's sake? Hiram, this is important. Did you catch a name?
Tate something.
Don't say Bud Tate.
Yeah, that's the one, Bud Tate.
I know that man, and he doesn't come cheap. It's a high-dollar defense for a couple of no-name stage robbers, unless...
Unless he's expecting a cut of the loot.
Oh, this has gone way too far, way too far. Can't you see the devil's handiwork here? Bud Tate is a profiteer and an agent of darkness. And evil thrives where men shirk their responsibilities. We cannot permit Tate to plunge the good name of Buck Montgomery into an abyss of shame and deceit.
Shh! It's the sheriff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Something tells me this ain't a meeting of the Horticulture Society.
Sheriff, we got ourselves a situation here, and it's not being dealt with. Folks is getting real impatient.
Folks? You mean la creme of our fair community? Men who waste the better part of the day doing nothing useful in their evenings romancing the bottle? Men no strangers to waking on the floor of my jail. Of course, I'm not referring to present company.
Only happened a couple of times.
We can make light of it all you want, Sheriff, but not for long. We'll tolerate only so much.
Excuse me? I guess I'm a little slow, Bob. Just what is it we're tolerating?
A jailhouse. Your jailhouse. Tell me what kind of a jail allows the vilest of highwaymen to accept the succor and comfort of innocent young women as they while away their days of so-called confinement. It's shameful. Those two men need to be punished, not pampered.
Pampered? I take it you refer to the young ladies paying our jail a visit. That's what sticks in your craw, Bob? That your Lily might be taking a fancy to one of the Ruggles? And all along, I thought it was the murder of Buck Montgomery.
Oh, you got a lot of nerve saying that, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's no way to talk to a preacher.
I agree. Preacher's only saying the obvious.
I'll tell you what's obvious. I see three men bent on stoking the flames of vengeance, contemplating an act as illegal and heinous as any of those boys are charged with.
Don't call them boys. Those are cold-blooded murderers in there. And any action taken by the outraged citizens of this town are justified.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Sheriff, huh?
We have civil ways of going about things. There will be a trial. Let the judge decide.
Trial? So they can go free and get back to their loot? They'll end up better off than the rest of us. That justice?
Well said, Emmett.
The Ruggles brothers won't be going free for a long, long time.
Look at that. Even you own they'll go free.
Hiram? No. All of you, my parting advice is you go on home. Cool off. Think long and hard before you do something stupid.
See how it is? We got a sheriff ain't got the backbone to do what needs doing. Pooey!
Back off, Hiram. You said plenty. All right. He's gone. Either we do this, or we don't.
What are you proposing?
Justice. An end to this travesty.
Tonight? Count me in.
Tonight? Why are we waiting?
Tonight. 11. Spread the word. Leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
It's the middle of the night. Voices, hostile, inebriated, rise in volume as a mob converges on the jail.
Remember, cover your faces.
Doing this for Buck.
And no names. Who's got the...
Hey, don't drink the whole fire!
I'll do the talking.
Put that away, you idiot. No shooting.
Sheriff.
I hear him.
Sheriff! Get out here. We want to talk to you.
What do they want? Don't be stupid, Charlie.
Come on out, Sheriff.
And bring them with you. Both of them. He's got the door locked.
Sheriff, don't make things difficult.
You got to do something, Sheriff.
Listen to me. All of you. Not only are you breaking the law, but you're bringing shame to this town. You don't want to do this. Go on home.
Time for talk is over. Yeah. Open that door. No one wants to hurt you, Sheriff.
Sheriff, you're no match for them. What say you pass them guns out? We'll make a stand.
We could.
Sorry, boys. Ain't gonna happen. Stay calm. Let me do the talking.
He ain't coming out.
Spencer, he's stolen.
Let's get this over with.
Oh, Jesus. What are you doing, Sheriff?
First one comes through that door, takes a bullet.
Shut up!
Maybe this wasn't such a good...
Shut up!
He wouldn't shoot.
It's a bluff. Put that gun away, Sheriff. We aren't going home. Be sensible. You don't want to die along with them murderers. Open that door.
You've been warned.
You want it ugly? You got it ugly. Let's torch the joint.
Someone shut him up.
Lots of us out here, Sheriff. Put that pistol away. All right. Have it your way. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Grab his gun.
Got it.
All right, Sheriff. The keys. Where are the keys? I said, where are the keys?
There's a loose board under his chair, and they's hid in there.
That you, Gus? You're in with them?
Hush, you did good.
Don't let him do this, Sheriff.
What about our trial?
The gold. You want it, it's yours.
Shut your trap.
You'll regret this, Bob.
Tie him up good. Make sure he is gagged. All right. Let's get out of here.
Gus, it's time to go, Gus.
That's you, floor sweep. Get the heck out of here.
Leave him.
Sheriff, they never told me. They didn't. They just said, you're coming with us. But I didn't want to go. Don't be mad at me, Sheriff. They didn't leave me no choice.
A large, restless group of vigilantes gathers in front of the two outlaws. They're standing on a rudimentary gallows.
Don't forget, your cause is just. Buck was alive, we wouldn't be here, right? When we are done here, some may entertain the notion that this wasn't right. The weak. We'll recoil at these proceedings and swear they wanted no part. Well, I say, leave us now. Slink away. Hide your faces in shame. There's no room here for men without the will to carry out justice. The hour cometh, and now is. What say thee?
Come on, say it!
Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
This is a joke! And you, you're no preacher either.
The devils also believe and tremble. In flaming fire take vengeance on them that know not God.
Hey!
Everyone's got a right to last words. I want to hear what they have to say.
Thanks. There is something. He doesn't deserve to die.
What are you talking about?
Him. My brother. He's not a thief. He's not a murderer either. Charlie is a good man.
Why are we waiting?
I got him into this. Charlie never had it in him. If I hadn't talked him into it, he'd still be working the mine, a law-abiding citizen. So if you need to hang someone, hang me. Don't hang an innocent man.
Hang him! Hang him!
How about you? Something you need to say?
I never meant for anyone to get hurt.
Hey!
You spare my brother and I'll show you the gold. Take you right to it. I'm sorry, Charlie. I am.
Enough. Let's be done with it. Pull that lever.
John, don't blame yourself. You can't.
I said pull that.
How? No, but you're the Ruckles brothers. You wasn't supposed to die. You wasn't.
Oh, excuse me. Are you Gus Hickman?
Who's asking?
Samantha Little, reporter for the Sacramento Bee.
Leave me alone. I had nothing to do with it. I just heard this morning.
You and the rest of this town. Amazing. What is it with this place? Two men get yanked from their cells in the middle of the night and then strung up, and I can't find a soul who saw a thing.
Maybe it's true.
Listen, mister, I can't go home without my story. Now, you worked in the jail, right?
Who said that?
More like who doesn't. They say you've been sweeping that jailhouse for years.
But that don't prove nothing.
Except that you saw a lot of John and Charles Ruggles. Can we agree on that?
Okay, but that doesn't mean I was in on that hanging, though.
No, it doesn't, nor am I trying to say.
Because I wasn't.
Fine. Can we move past your obvious innocence and talk about the two men?
That's some kind of badge you're wearing?
This? Oh, well, you might call it a badge, sure.
But you're a woman. How come you get to wear it?
I have a perfect right, same as you. Well, in theory, anyway.
It's got writing on it.
That it does, Gus. A powerful message, one I hold dear.
Them words? What do they say?
Important things. The promise of change.
Huh?
All right. This up here says, right the wrong, and down here, votes for women.
You got an extra?
Oh, well, not with me. But hey, you really like it, don't you?
I do.
I can see that. I tell you what, Gus, you answer a few of my questions, and this is yours. We'll skip the hanging part. What do you say?
Mine? I could have it?
Well, look at that. Wear it proudly, Gus. All right, let's give it another try. What were those two like? I mean, would we say they were silent and moody, kind of mysterious?
Sure.
Did they act scared or angry? Maybe sad?
Not really.
Gus, I'm not sure you get it. I'm trying to write a story that'll make it into the newspaper. I need something interesting.
Story in the papers?
Big story.
About me and the Ruggles?
Yes, sir, absolutely. All about you and the Ruggles brothers. About how you got to know them better than anyone else.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, let's start over. You talk and I'll take notes. How's that sound?
Sure, I can talk. Who's going to be reading this anyway?
Who? Oh, Gus, a stagecoach robbery with a shootout, a hanging, a whole town pretending nothing happened? It's got the making of very big news. It's going to put this little town of Reading on the map.
The town?
And you too, of course. the brave soul who told the story.
This is really happening? To me?
It is. Now the story, Gus. Don't hold back.
Them two was mean. Tricky. Real dangerous.
Tricky, that's good.
You couldn't turn your back on them.
Good, good. You're doing good, Gus.
They had plans to break out. Get the sheriff's guns. Wanted to take me with them.
Let's slow it down a bit, Gus. They wanted to grab the guns and take you hostage. This is priceless.
Hostage? Heck no. Said I'd make a good outlaw. Said I was as mean and dangerous as any they'd ever run into. Cut from the same cloth, they said. Wanted to make me a partner in their gang.
A partner? Serious?
Said we just go ride all over this country, raising hell and robbing and shooting up banks, trains even. John said as soon as they got out, they'd split the gold from the robbery with me.
And you knew all along what they were trying to pull, right?
Of course. They wanted...
That they were trying to bribe you, using that gold to get you to bring them the keys.
Well...
But you were too smart for them, weren't you, Gus?
Huh?
You played them like a fiddle, hoping they'd slip up and tell you where the gold was hid so you could go tell the sheriff. That's what I think happened. You're a tough nut to crack, Gus. You outsmarted two dangerous killers, earned their trust, and almost got them to divulge, well, that is rather say, where the gold is hidden.
Sure. Yeah, that's how it was. I was on to them right off. They tried, but they couldn't fool me.
I'll bet. Well, I'm clean out of questions, but it's a heck of a story, Gus. Thank you, sir.
You don't want more?
No, I think we've got a damn fine story here. You take care now.
But I've done things, too.
Oh, we'll get to that next time I'm in town.
It's Hickman. Gus Hickman. I could spell it for you.
And that concludes tonight's performance of Part 2 of Spare My Brother. We certainly hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Lily Dubois for engineering the show and providing the original music. And a gentle reminder, if you are a writer who has a script you would like to submit for consideration, please email them to scratchedup@kkrn.org, or you can submit by mail to Scratched Up Radio Theater, care of KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Thank you and good night.
Hang down your head, John Ruggles, hang down your head and cry. You and your brother Charles, well, both of you are gonna die. Born in a lonesome cabin way up in the hills, needed some extra money to pay your whiskey bills. You should have learned your lessons when you were a kid. You could have gone to college just like your brother did. Now hang down your head, John Ruggles, hang down your head and cry. You and your brother Charles, both of you are gonna die. Shouldn't have brought your brother into your world of sin. Soon you'll both be hanging, blowing in the wind. Killed poor Buck Montgomery while holding up the stage. You surely should have known you'd end up in this jailhouse cage. Hang down your head, John Ruggles, hang down your head and cry. You and your brother Charles, both of you are gonna die. By this time tomorrow, I reckon where you'll be. Here in downtown Redding, hanging from a white oak tree. We're having a necktie party, you cooked your own damn goose. Soon you'll both be dancing, swinging from a noose. Hang down your head, John Ruggles, hang down your head and cry. You and your brother Charles, both of you are gonna die. Said, hang down your head, John Ruggles, hang down your head and cry. You and your brother Charles, both of you are gonna die.
They strung up a man, they say, who murdered three. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a dead man called out for his love to flee? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we'd both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where a necklace of hope side by side with me? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree where I told you to run so we both be free? Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree. Are you coming to the tree? Are they strung up a man? They say we're free. Strange things did happen here, no stranger.